In a world obsessed with direct communication and instant gratification, seduction stands as a powerful counterpoint, an art of indirect influence that transcends mere romantic conquest. This isn't just about sex, it's about power, the ability to make others surrender willingly through pleasure rather than force. We all possess seductive potential, though few develop it fully. Attractiveness isn't some mystical trait given to a select few. It's a skill that can be cultivated through understanding human psychology and desire. The most effective seductions begin not with obvious maneuvers, but with your character, a presence that stirs emotions beyond others' control. The siren embodies male fantasy through heightened sexuality. Marilyn Monroe transformed from ordinary Norma Jean into a goddess-like figure with languorous movements and breathy voice. Her theatrical self-presentation bypassed rational thought. The Rake succeeds through unrestrained passion and devotion to women. His reputation makes him seem irresistible despite obvious dishonesty, offering what society often denies women, excitement without judgment. The ideal lover recognizes people's unfulfilled fantasies. Casanova studied each woman to discover what was missing in her life, then became exactly that, intellectual companion for one, exciting adventure for another. The dandy attracts through fluid identity, transcending society's limited roles. We're drawn to those who create their own persona because they hint at freedoms we crave. Their ambiguity creates an alluring presence that stirs repressed desires. Seduction is a deliberate process unfolding over time, not just occasional charm. Most fail by focusing on their own desires rather than their targets. Successful seduction means staying ahead, casting a spell while keeping the victim off balance. Begin by separating victims from their everyday world. After selecting the right target, capture attention through mystery or social proof. For resistant targets, start with friendship. For bored ones, use dramatic approaches. Once interest is established, transform it into desire. Avoid direct approaches that trigger resistance. Instead, eliminate signs of intent and approach indirectly. Haunt their periphery through third parties or seemingly neutral relationships. Make them come to you. Deepen interest through ambiguity with contradictory signals, both tough and tender, spiritual and earthy. Create an aura of desirability by surrounding yourself with admirers. People want what others want. When you're seen as desired by many, your value increases. Lou von Salome exemplified this, always surrounded by admiring men, making each desperate to possess her exclusively. Complete satisfaction makes seduction impossible. You must create tension in your target's mind, stirring discontent with their circumstances. D.H. Lawrence formed deep friendships with women through intimate conversations, then suddenly criticized their insecurities. When he later showed kindness, they would fall hopelessly in love. While making targets feel dissatisfied is essential, obvious manipulation triggers defensiveness. Insinuation bypasses defenses by planting ideas through elusive hints. Create a sublanguage of bold statements followed by retractions and ambiguous comments paired with alluring glances. In No Tomorrow, Madame de Mine manipulated a young man into believing he was the aggressor while controlling every move. Most people remain locked in their perspectives, resistant to influence. To lure them out, enter their psychological world by adopting their values and adapting to their moods. This flatters their narcissism and lowers defenses. When interviewing Cindy Adams, Indonesian President Sukarno mirrored her casual style while subtly influencing her to write a sympathetic biography. To draw targets deeper, create temptation with glimpses of pleasures to come. Find their unfulfilled fantasy and hint that you can fulfill it. Keep the promise vague and let their imagination amplify possibilities. Make yourself occasionally unattainable. People desire what they cannot have. The moment people can predict you, your spell breaks. Create suspense and calculated surprise. Doing something unexpected gives your target a delightful sense of spontaneity. Mathilde kept Casanova craving more through mysterious letters, elegant dress beneath her nun's habit, and appearances in men's clothes, alternating between piety and sensuality, boldness and timidity. People rarely truly listen, consumed by their own thoughts. The seductive trick is saying what they want to hear, filling their ears with pleasant words that inflame emotions without making direct promises. When de Gaulle visited Algeria during a crisis, he seduced a crowd with ambiguous phrases like "Je vous ai compris," I have understood you, that they interpreted favorably without actually promising anything. Grand gestures appear suspicious, but small details charm and reveal authentic attention. Master pleasant rituals, thoughtful gifts tailored for your target, carefully chosen clothes, gestures showing attentiveness to their preferences. The Empress Dowager Cixi demonstrated this when hosting Western ambassadors' wives, from dazzling eunuch uniforms to personally selected gifts reflecting each guest's tastes. The art of confusion requires perfect timing, knowing when to reveal and when to conceal. Like a magician, the seducer must master misdirection, leading attention away from their true intentions while creating enchantment. Most people secretly yearn to be seduced. When targets resist, it typically signals doubt about your authenticity rather than genuine disinterest. A bold, dramatic gesture can dissolve these reservations. Count Grammont exemplified this. When Marion de Lorme claimed illness to avoid him, he discovered her plans with another man, took the rival's place, and revealed himself with charm rather than jealousy. Childhood imprints shape adult desires. People unconsciously seek to recreate their earliest pleasurable experiences. Deep seduction involves positioning yourself within this primal dynamic, the Oedipal triangle, where your target reverts to their emotionally needy child self. Juliette Drouet recognized Victor Hugo's wound from his distant mother and offered him the absolute devotion he craved. Social boundaries and taboos are powerful seduction tools. Leading targets across these boundaries creates an intoxicating sense of liberation. Lord Byron became the archetype of the seductive rebel, resonating with readers through his protagonist, a nobleman who flouted conventions while remaining untouchable. For constrained women of Regency England, Byron represented an irresistible opportunity to transcend their rigid social roles. When targets grow accustomed to you, execute a strategic reversal. Once they're under your spell, step back and watch them pursue you. Charles Baudelaire demonstrated this with Apollonie Sabatier through anonymous love letters. When he stopped writing, she became obsessed with uncovering his identity, transforming from pursued to pursuer. After seduction's climax, enchantment faces disenchantment as reality replaces fantasy. Counter this by fighting inertia. Never take your target for granted, but continue proving yourself worthy through small gestures, unexpected actions, and renewed mystery. For long-term success, create environments where victims feel internal transformation. Spaces with theatrical qualities, opulence, unusual textures, glittering surfaces, impair rational thinking. Your seductive environment must be a separate world with its own rules, like Japan's floating world districts or Warhol's silver-foiled factory. The contrast between this fantasy realm and ordinary life makes them crave your presence. The true power of seduction lies in creating an enchanted space where others discover new aspects of themselves. By mastering this art, you offer a glimpse of life's hidden possibilities and an escape from the ordinary.